This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. At 1:30, we'll be joining here and now for live coverage of President Obama's news conference. But first, the December issue of Cincinnati Magazine includes the editor's list of the best of the city for 2014. From pony cake to olive bar, mountain bike trail to lawnmower repair, rainy day fishing spot to deli-made dip, the list covers food, the arts, exercise, shopping, and just downright fun and unusual things you can find in our city. You might agree or disagree with some of the picks, and chances are you probably never gave a thought to some of the categories like best source for Japanese office supplies, but you have to give them credit for doing the legwork, scouring our town to come up with what they consider the very best in Cincinnati. Here to share some of the things and places they say are the best and how they went about finding them are Cincinnati Magazine Deputy Editor Amanda Boyd Walters, Senior Editor R.J. Smith, and Digital Media Editor Amy Brownlee. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to see you.
Hey there.
What do you consider the best in Cincinnati? Give us a call. Let us know. 513-419-7100. You can also email talk at WVXU.org with your questions and comments, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Amanda, Japanese office supplies. Really?
Yeah, really. It's a thing.
Who was the pick? I hate to sound uninformed, but what are Japanese office supplies?
Amy, I think that was one that you took care of.
Is that one of yours, Amy?
And that was a situation where we accidentally found a best in the course of reporting for another story. So I was at Hanamiya Beautiful Japan in Montgomery. It's an old Montgomery. And her main sort of deal is that she sells beautiful porcelain and china and linens, but she also has a section of really adorable office supplies, and that's kind of what I talk about in the item, is that they're 9 times out of 10 they're just really adorable. So there's, you know, a pen shaped like a llama or paper clips shaped like bunnies. So it's, you know, it just makes your desk that much more delightful,
and that's what makes it a Japanese office supplies.
I guess so.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure they have regular ones too, but yeah, she carries all the cute ones.
I had never ever heard of that before I saw the article. So that's interesting. Amanda, how do you go about creating this list?
Oh, it's a long process. It starts in about June. We have a big meeting and we sit down and we try and come up with what the categories are going to be, because we don't repeat from year to year. We have a 3-year moratorium on a category. So if you see it now, you won't see it again for a while. Japanese office supplies is safe for a few years. And then everybody pitches their ideas, you know, everything from, hey, there's a great place that does this, to, I wonder if there's a place that does this, or can you get this? And so we take that, we distill it down, I assign it out to staff and freelancers, and then everybody disperses across town and checks out places and tries to come up with the best.
So how do you keep from duplicating things? How do you keep the reporters from overlapping too?
Yeah, that I think it's a lot of it is I'm lucky. And a lot of it is Excel sheets and Word tables and keeping track of who's doing what and when is it coming in and where have you been and where are you going, and a lot of that communication.
So,
very key.
And how exactly do you come up with the categories, the specific categories? Is that just kind of random, like what?
I like to think a lot of times it's a weird little snapshot of the city that year, because sometimes we'll come up with a category that is so specific that it wouldn't apply to any other city, or it wouldn't apply to any other moment in our own city. So sometimes they're, you know, best pierogies or what have you, but sometimes they're, you know, and I can't think of any at the moment, but sometimes they're really specified to something that's happening in the city right now that most people know about.
RJ, is this a fun project? Does everybody look forward to when it rolls around and we're going back to work on the list?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, I did this one. I was assigned to do Best Roving Percussionist. Now,
on this year's list?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sad to say I don't know any roving percussionists off the top of my head in Cincinnati. And so we cast a wide net, and one came recommended, and we ended up talking to this guy, Dan Dorf, who's just a brilliant, gifted, he can play anything like a drum, including drums. he's played for the Cincinnati Ballet, My Morning Jacket, this crazy marching band called Mukapatsa. And I never would have known that he existed, and let alone, you know, live right next door to anybody out there listening. You know, he's just one of the kind of people that are out there that you don't know about until you get an assignment, I guess.
RJ, is Cincinnati the kind of place where in some of these categories there are a lot of really good possibilities for the best of list?
Yeah.
Are you prolific in that sense?
Oh, I mean, for me, it starts with what do I want to do tonight when I get home, you know? And that's sort of that's the origin of the list that I come up with, things that I want to do, things that I have to do. I have to get the lawnmower repaired this weekend. Okay. Well, hey, this is a really cool place I never would have gone to if I didn't have a real practical reason for going there. And that can end up in the issue.
Can I put you on the spot? What is the best place for lawnmower repair?
Bramble Mower.
Okay.
It is old school. They know what they're talking about. Yes, I'll just leave it at that.
And where are they located?
On Bramble, right? Bramble Avenue, Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That's another thing, though, that helps us create the categories is trying to hit different types of things. So we don't want it to all be food. We don't want the whole thing to be places to shop. And so it seems like every year we're trying really hard to fill out that service category and make sure that we're giving people advice on practical things, not just where to go buy pierogies.
Amy, is this a fun project for you to do?
Oh, yeah. It's been my favorite thing to do since I started.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
That's the first Amanda's heard this, right?
It's a lot of work. And, you know, the biggest mistake I made the first year I did it is I didn't give myself enough time, because you do have to make sure you try the 8 different kinds of whatever it is that you're writing about. But it's just, the whole thing is just a big Valentine to Cincinnati. And I'm me being the Cincinnati evangelist that I am, it's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think this is one of the assignments that, I mean, I've done this. This is my 14th best.
It's been around that 14 years
now? It's been around. I think it started as like the 10th anniversary of the magazine. They started this best and worst.
Yeah.
It used to be best and worst, and I think it started in 1977. And we've done it every year since. We dropped the worst and decided to focus on the good stuff. And it's never boring. It's never the same. It's always fun. It's always interesting. It's always a joy and a treat to work on it and to talk about it, too, because, you know, when people find out that they're in this issue, they're just over the moon. It's so exciting to talk to people who are, you know, who are actually in the issue and let them know. And that's such a wonderful thing.
Do you get the opposite reaction, though? People who are bummed out because they didn't make the issue?
Oh, yeah.
I got to hear these stories now.
Yes.
Well, for the rest of the year or next year, when any of us call somebody for an interview, or, you know, we want to ask them a question about something that happened in their restaurant last week, you might start the conversation, or they might start the conversation with, "Oh, by the way, was I in the best of last year?"
Maybe there's always next year.
You know, in one of the categories, the voices that we like to hear up and down the dial, I was really pleased to see that Mark Prezel was one of the selections. That was a great, great choice.
Yes.
That really tickled me. Why Mark?
I think Mark just has that sort of very, I think it's both tone and the speed of his voice. You just sort of feel very comforted. You feel like this is a friend that I can talk to. He's not talking too fast.
Yeah.
He's not talking too slow. He's just right there. He's with you. There's a moment of, I just feel like that's something that's very comforting about his voice.
Well, and they put my office next to Mark's recently, and that was a mistake, because Mark and I, he's great to talk to. Very easy to talk to. So we end up spending a lot of our time talking to each other. So that he was a good choice. Who were the other voices that you had in that list?
We had a few of the other ones. One of the other morning teams in town, Jeff and Jen over on Q102, they always kick things up in the morning. We also had Oakley Scott, who is the new sidekick for Katie Lauer over at WNKU. And, you know, Katie is a treasure herself, and so it's just wonderful to have somebody else in there to talk to her about, you know, the music and the history of that. And that's really, and I'm a big fan of Katie. She also writes for the magazine. We had some other people too. We also had Ken Brews, Sunday Morning Sports Talk. My husband is a big fan of that particular show.
Yeah, I nodded my head and said, yeah, I agree with that one.
Yeah, and it's because it's not just all about sports all the time. He does some music history in there. That's a lot of fun. And we also, Marilyn Harris, the wonderful, amazing Marilyn Harris, who is on 55KRC telling us all how to take care of our turkeys and not mess up our holiday dinners.
I'm not sure if this was a category or not. We got a tweet from Andrew. He said, best happy hour. Was that a category by chance?
Not this year, because we've certainly done that very recently.
Yeah.
His selection was Ruth Christ's Steakhouse.
So that
would be Andrew's.
Tip.
Yeah, that would be Andrew's selection for Best Happy Hour. And again, if you'd like to send us your best choices, you can send it to talk@wvxu.org, or you can post them on Facebook or Twitter, or you can give them a call, give us a call at 513-419-7100. And how much legwork does all this take? Is this a lot of effort to do, RJ?
It's a lot of legwork. It's the right kind of legwork. You know, when they send you out to do the best artisanal cream soda, you want to be complete.
And so really take one for the team.
We appreciate all of your
effort. That was a hard assignment.
I will do for this team. So I ended up out in Aurora, Indiana at the Great Crescent Brewery, and they make an amazing artisanal cream soda that I had two of, one for the road.
Just to be sure.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. That was just awful. Well, we will continue our conversation after the break, and we'll join Here and Now at 1:30 for coverage of the President's News Conference. Meantime, what are your best of choices? Give us a call, 513-419-7100. Let us know. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. We're talking about the best of the city with Cincinnati Magazine Deputy Editor Amanda Boyd Walters, Senior Editor RJ Smith, and Digital Media Editor Amy Brownlee. What are your best of choices? Let us know, 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. You know, food is always on the top of my mind. And that's a category area. So what are some of the best places to go for food that showed up on your list?
There are so many.
Yeah, there are a lot. Korean barbecue buffet, which
that one was
my husband immediately said, "What? We have Korean barbecue buffet here?"
I didn't know that. So who's the winner there?
So how do you say that?
I think it's Chunkiwa.
Chunkiwa.
And they're in Florence.
Okay.
You know, there's Korean barbecue buffet, and it's in Florence.
And they got picked because they just have really, really good Korean barbecue,
they do.
Right?
Totally. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then of course, we have, you know, we like to do little takes on trends. So we say the old thing was salted caramel, but the new thing is avocado. And we talk about
places where you can get.
Yeah, places where you can get avocado, like the street pops, popsicle and things like that. Yeah, pierogies, which I've mentioned
pierogies, a couple times, which are worth mentioning.
They
are worth mentioning
over and over.
They're divine.
And that's Babushka's in Findlay Market.
We did donuts, which was actually, that was terrifying and terrible, and we had to do a lot of research.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super glad that everybody bucked up and
I will say, in our defense, it sometimes does get really hard to do all that food research. I know people are saying.
Yeah, right.
But, eventually you're just like, no more fried chicken. I can't do it anymore.
Do you eat the pierogies first and then the donuts?
Yeah.
The donuts first and then the pierogies. It's tough.
So who was best donuts?
Holtmann's.
Mm, okay,
they have,
good
which
choice.
Is such, yeah. An amazing selection of variety. Of donuts, it's insane.
And they just have a cool story too. They, you know, they've been out. Is it Loveland? Where's their main place since the '60s? And it's this family-owned business. And then the kids opened up a place in all over the Rhine, and it's kind of a different style, but it's the same. You know, the same overall idea, and it's just really fun.
Yeah, they have very high-quality things, and they're so creative.
Yeah,
it's really great.
And my producer, he's always on top of things, RJ. Bramble Mowers is in Newtown.
Newtown.
On Round Bottom Road.
Sweet.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
There are some brambles somewhere.
He'll keep
I'm
us
sure.
straight.
Yes.
A good producer is like a good editor. They always keep you in line. 513-419-7100 to join the conversation. Let's talk with Mark in Oakley. Good afternoon, Mark. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Yeah, good afternoon. Love the show. It's great to talk about the best of because I am also a Cincinnati evangelist.
like Amy, yay.
We need to make t-shirts.
Actually, we moved back from Chicago about a year ago, and we're very glad we did. So
awesome.
There's a place that's on Madison. It's relatively new, and it's got a pretty good story. I don't know. Have you heard of Mazunte?
Like us some Mazunte.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. I think, are they in the taco flowchart?
They might have made it into
the
taco flowchart.
There is a taco flowchart.
There's a taco flowchart.
Yes.
The guy just felt like he couldn't find really good tacos here, so he moved to Mexico for like a year and just perfected his craft, and they're awesome tacos, but they also, their soup, they got a pozole soup that's to die for. Okay. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. We appreciate the phone call.
Like
I said, Pete always keeps me in line here. Jim called with the info about Bramble Mowers. So thanks, Jim. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tom says Mount Carmel Coffee. Mount Carmel Coffee. Boy, is that typing right? Mount Carmel Coffee Spout is the best microbrew.
Oh, coffee. No, I don't know what that is.
So Mount Carmel is a brewery. Coffee Stout, perhaps?
I don't know if that's typed correctly or not. Okay. And Pete's shaking his head yes. So.
Yes? Okay. Yeah.
Best microbrew. Okay.
I'm a big fan of Mount Carmel beers. They have some very, very nice
things.
They're
one of the kind of originals that before a lot of the people who are here now. They kind of paved the way.
They were, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate that. Nancy from Montgomery called, said Hoot Chocolate. Is the best in town. Does that ring a bell?
It does ring a bell. I think they're in Montgomery.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Yeah, so
I believe that's correct.
They have some wonderful things there.
My wife wants to know the answer to this one because she just really, really loves olives. But what's the best place to get olives, the best olive bar?
Well, so we say that it is Jungle Jim's.
Okay.
And, and they have it's as you would imagine, it's sort of over the top, but they have everything, the olives that you didn't even know existed, and in colors you didn't know were possible.
The variety is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is one that I absolutely agreed with. I was shaking my head when I saw this. The best bar with a view. And you had that as the Incline Public House in Price Hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a situation where they really made great use of the space that they have. I mean, they have just floor-to-ceiling windows with this amazing, really unique view of the city that a lot of people don't get from the west side of the city. And, you know, you can just sit there and have a beer and enjoy your city.
Well, the food's good, too.
It has good
food and good drink, so it is a great place to go.
We have a double-decker... a double level deck outside for a nice weather, too.
When the weather's nice, the deck is just wonderful to sit on and enjoy. And RJ, I was surprised to see this in here. Record stores.
Oh, they still exist. Oh, yeah. And the ones that have held on are doing really well these days because I'm proud and thrilled to say that people are coming back to realize that when you can hold this flat black plastic object in your hand, it's really nice, and it sounds really good.
Yeah, I do like the sound on vinyl a lot better. Maybe it's just because I'm old, though, RJ.
No.
My ears hear it better for some odd reason.
You're just a voice of reason.
But they made number 90. There were 129 picks in all, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they sent me to look at every record store in the area and kind of just talk about their strengths and weaknesses in a chart that's in the issue. And, I mean, we may know about, like Shake It Records and Everybody's Records, and if you don't, you really should.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a place like C&D Record Bar in Newport, which is, they have everything, but they specialize in 45s. And it was crazy. It was so fun. It was like being inside a giant jukebox. And they had country 45s and R&B and mood music 45s. It was like, okay, I'm taking the day off here.
Oh, wow.
If he's not back in an hour,
the mood send music, reinforcement. Wow. Awesome. 513-419-7100 to join the conversation. We'll talk with Robin in Terrace Park. Good afternoon, Robin. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I wanted to thank Cincinnati Magazine for the shout-out for the Flying Pig Marathon's kids program. I'm the youth director for the Flying Pig Marathon.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And I think we're ranked maybe number 12 in the list.
Mm-hmm.
As a great fun thing for kids and families to do. And we have over 4,000 kids that participate in that 26-mile event on Flying Pig Marathon weekend. And it's the culmination of those kids and their families and their group leaders logging 25 miles in the months that lead up to the marathon. And we already have that hog log. Everything with the Flying Pig is a fun pun. We have the hog log on the Flying Pig Marathon's website. So families can get started now walking or running and incrementally, or like we like to say at the Pig, oinkrementally, working their way towards a full marathon distance and then participating in that 26-mile on marathon weekend. So I just want to thank the group for recognizing us as something fun about Cincinnati, and I've been doing it for 17 years since my kids were real young, so it was fun to see that in your edition.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much,
Robin,
for calling.
Thank you
and
for
let
the phone call.
Know.
We appreciate it. Let's talk with Tricia in Springboro. Good afternoon, Tricia. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, good afternoon.
And
got
a recommendation?
I do. I used to live in Loveland, and there is a restaurant called Asian Paradise that has to die for sushi roll that's a tempura fried crab roll that's called a temptation roll.
Oh, my gosh. And that sounds amazing.
It is. And they have a happy hour from 4 to 7 every day except for Monday when they're closed. And that temptation roll is half off, but they have a selection of happy hour food that you can just sit there and get a meal that's delicious. But they have a very contemporary feel, like a New York style, really beautifully decorated restaurant to go to. That's a nice Asian restaurant, but their temptation roll and seaweed is something I could eat probably every day of the week.
So our next work meeting.
That's
so there you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for the
Tricia. Got time for one more call here. About 30 seconds left to go. Let's talk to Steve in College Hill. Hi, Steve. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. About 30 seconds, so if you could make it quick, Steve. Thank you.
I wanted to give attention to Hybrid Vintage in East Walnut Hills.
I love Hybrid.
I was an extra on Miles Ahead, and I had to go and find an outfit that would be something around the 70s. And I went to that store, and I was outfitted and walked on set, and they didn't even have to dress me. They thought what I was wearing was appropriate. And Santa Maria completely hooked me up.
Steve, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Amanda, RJ, and Amy, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Deputy Editor Amanda Boyd-Walters, Senior Editor RJ Smith, and Digital Media Editor Amy Brownlee. You can see the best of the city list in this month's Cincinnati Magazine. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. Starting next week, Cincinnati Edition takes a break for the holidays and will have lots of great holiday specials during the 1 o'clock hour. I'm Mark Haney. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and stay tuned for live coverage of President Obama's press conference on 91.7 WVXU.